Welcome to this new podcast, hosted by me, Alba, and Alejandro. Today we are going to talk about the Giant's Causeway, a wonderful causeway.
First of all, we are going to talk about the origin of the Giant's Causeway. It was created 60 billion years ago by volcanic eruptions, rapid cooling of lava, and erosion events.
Wow, this is a very interesting origin, and it is also composed about 40,000 hexagonal basalt columns. And we already mentioned it was created by the cooling of lava. And this process results in columns that rise from the sea, creating an impressive landscape.
You are right. It is really worth visiting this causeway. That's why we are going to talk about the tourists and the coast to be able to visit it. We have searched a few websites to see how much tourists there is.
About the tourists, both Irish and tourists love to visit this causeway. It is the most visited tourist attraction in the region. According to TripAdvisor, in 2024, 684,000 people visit the Giant's Causeway.
Oh yes, and its record in terms of tourists was in 2019, with a total of 1 million tourists a year.
We have already said that geologically, the Giant's Causeway was created by the cooling of lava, but there is a fantastic legend behind the terrace.
Legend of the Giant's Causeway tells that the Irish warrior Fian Mac Cumhal built a stone bridge over the sea to fear his Scottish rival, Ben Andoner.
Upon discovering that the Scots man was much bigger, Finn's wife discussed him as a baby, tricking Ben Andoner into fleeing scared, straying the path in this path.
An incredible story, but there's a question we'll ask ourselves. What do the Irish think about this story? It has a simple answer.
Yes, it has a very simple answer. The Irish value the legend of the Giant's Causeway as a fundamental part of their cultural heritage and folklore.
Yes, they prefer the story of the giant Finn Mac Cumhal over the geological explanation. They see these 40,000 basalt columns not only as a UNESCO site, but as a physical proof of their magic and cunning of their mythological hero.
Now that we know its legend, we can talk about the price it would cost you with a private guide and without a private guide to visit their causeway.
Visiting the causeway with our tour guide is free. You only have to pay £15 to use the park here. That includes the visitor experience ticket with bathrooms, exhibition and parking.
The price of a private tour varies depending on the type of tour you want to do. From Belfast, you can do group tours that cost between £25 and £35.
And also, you can do half-day tours between £36 and more, and standard tours of £85.
The truth is that one thing that makes the Giant's Causeway impressive is that in 1986 it was declared on the World Heritage Site by UNESCO.
Now we are going to talk about the discovery of this causeway. The official discovery by the academic world and for the general public occurred at the end of the 17th century, in 1692.
And who discovered it? Well, the official recognition is attributed to William King, who at the time was the Bishop of Derry.
Also, Bishop King was the one who visited the site. The news spread thanks to other key characters like Sir Richard Bulkeley.
Richard, in 1693, presented a detailed report on the causeway to the Royal Society of London, based on the accounts of the bishop and an academic from Cambridge who accompanied him.
In conclusion, the Giant's Causeway is a wonderful place in Ireland with incredible natural passage, cheap prices and fascinating history. We recommend visiting it.
Now, yes, our podcast episode is over. We hope you like it and watch another episode.
Bye! Have a nice day!